This is the Murder or Mystery Podcast. I'm McLean Nofke. On January 28th, 48 Hours released a feature about the infamous Todd Kenhammer case. The episode, titled Mystery on County Road M, shared Todd's story where he claims that his wife, Barbara, died in a freak car accident. Just after 8 a.m. on September 16th, 2016, a distraught Todd Kenhammer called 911 to report a car accident on a rural road outside La Crosse, Wisconsin. When authorities arrived, Kenhammer told them that a pipe had flown off of a truck driving in the opposite direction and had struck his wife. Barbara was rushed to the hospital but unfortunately died the very next day. An autopsy revealed that Barbara died of blunt force injuries to the head and neck. She also had 3 lacerations on the back of her head. The medical examiner did not think Barbara's injuries were consistent with the accident report as described by Kenhammer. Tin Grinke, a La Crosse County district attorney, stated that he believes Todd Kenhammer killed Barbara and staged the scene to look like an accident. Kenhammer was arrested 3 months later and went on trial a year after that, where he was convicted and sentenced to life in prison. But Kenhammer and his children have refused to accept this verdict and are seeking a new trial. In the new 48 Hours episode, both children say that their parents were very much in love and, quote, whatever my mom wanted, my dad gave it to her, unquote. And the prosecution had to admit that they didn't know why Todd would ever kill Barbara. They found no evidence either one was having an affair, no history of domestic violence, or financial trouble. And as his children put it, the idea that out of the blue he would snap and kill his wife and then stage an accident just seems so implausible. But what do you think? Did Barbara die from a freak car accident, or did Todd Kenhammer murder his wife and stage the entire scene? Is this a murder, or is it still a mystery? The Murder or Mystery Podcast is an independent production. Our music is provided by Montgomery Clunk. I'm McLean Nofke.